You. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man." They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving up in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, it was in the days of Lot. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, and building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained down from the sky and destroyed them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revisited. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and those whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what is left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on the night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken and the other left. They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Oh, good morning. You guys all asleep? Yeah, oh my, they are all asleep. Okay, well, does anyone here know the Boy Scout motto? If you do, raise your hands. Oh, I'm going to go all the way to the back because I need the exercise. Oh, I'm keep going. Let's see. You're as far back. Okay. What is it?
A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, truthful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
That's a lot. But there was another one that was just... I thought maybe I got the wrong thing. Okay.
That is one.
That is one of them, no, but that's not the one I was thinking of. Let's try over here. What am I thinking of?
Do a good turn daily.
Do a good turn daily? That's good.
Always be prepared.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Be prepared. Took three times, but I got it. Right, be prepared. Well, that's a pretty good thing. What does be prepared mean? Does it mean that if I go and I get in my car and I look at the gas gauge and it's sitting right on the E, that I should probably go get gas before I go anywhere? That's kind of being prepared, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I get up in the morning and it's before school and I'm hungry and I want to sit down and have something to eat before school, that's kind of being prepared, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the awake side. This is the, they're still working on it. They're being prepared. They need to be prepared. Well, in today's gospel, what it talks about is not only do we have to be prepared for certain things, but we have to be prepared in our daily life. It's possible that sometime you'll get up in the morning and you'll tell somebody you love them and you'll go away, and then you'll come back and that person may not be there anymore. They've gone to heaven. I know that's a sad thing to think about, but I know a lot of older people. You know, one friend of mine, she said goodbye to her husband. She went to the drugstore. She came back, and he had passed away. Another one just went to the kitchen and came back, and their spouse had passed. So we just don't know when God is going to walk up to us and go, yeah, that's hard to do for me, but you know, you get the idea, and say, okay, it's your time to come with me. And you go, well, wait, I got all these things to do. And The Lord goes, no, come on, come with me. And you go, but what about, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and gas in the car? I got all these things to do. And the Lord says, no, come. So as you go through your day, if you ever, do you ever get in kind of like a little, I won't call it a fight, in an argument with somebody? Does anybody ever get in an argument with somebody? Oh, yeah. Me too. Well, before you go home during the day, maybe you should try and go up to that person and say, you know, I know we have this disagreement, but can we just kind of forget about that for today, and I'll see you tomorrow. How would that be? Would that be a good thing to do? Yeah, no. Now everyone's asleep. Wow. Okay. So being prepared. You don't know what's going to happen today. I don't know what's going to happen today. So you want to be ready. You want to be ready for what's going to happen today and what's going to happen tomorrow. So again, if you're having a disagreement with somebody, before you're going to see them for the rest of the day, just go up to them and say, you know, we'll just forget about this for now. If you go home tonight and you have a disagreement with your parents, before you go to bed, say, hey, Mom and Dad, you know, I'm really sorry we had that disagreement. I love you. Give them a big hug and a kiss. That always takes parents to their knees. They love hugs and kisses. And maybe say a prayer with them. Be prepared. At any point in time, God may call each and every one of us home.